have children this morning. I have a story that happened very close to here. Remember a while back we had a lot of snow and a lot of ice? Well, Molly was getting ready for school. And she was not a little person getting ready for school. She could drive a car now. She could get into her car. She had a license. It was a nice, fresh, new driver's license. And she was a very careful driver. So she got into her car, but her mother was at the door and said, "Molly, do be careful. There is ice on the road, and I want you to be safe going to school." And Molly said, "Yes, Mom, I've got my seatbelt buckled, and I'm going to be very careful." Molly was a very careful child. Child. For you folks, she was big. I mean, she had a driver's license. She was almost grown up. Anyway, Molly got out on the road. And she's driving along the road, and it was slick, and she kind of, the car kind of was doing its own thing, and all of a sudden it came to a turn and slid, and Molly had her seatbelt on, but it had gotten caught in her clothes when she buckled it, and it didn't latch all the way. And it came undone, and Molly fell out and got her head badly hurt. Oh, it was badly hurt. Well, somebody had seen it happen, and quick, what did they do once you see something bad happen? Yeah, right. Call 911. And so they did, and pretty soon, and here comes the fire department and the ambulance, and they get Molly, and oh dear, Molly doesn't look good at all, and they take her in to Mercy, and Mercy says, and they get an airplane, a helicopter, and they pick her up, and they take her up to Sacred Heart in Eugene, and all of her family and her friends start coming along with her, driving to get there. And it wasn't good driving for them either, but they were being careful. And Molly went into ICU and intensive care, and they went into surgery, and Molly wasn't responding. Molly was so badly hurt that she wasn't answering when they'd try to talk to her. And they said, "Oh boy, her brain is going to swell inside of her head, and there's going to be pressure, and oh, she's going to hurt." But all of her friends gathered in the waiting room. They couldn't go in to see Molly. She was too badly hurt, but her friends gathered in the waiting room, and more friends gathered in the waiting room, and they started praying. And the pastor came, and he was praying. And they phoned all their friends, and their friends started praying. And did Molly come right instantly healed? No, she was still hurting very bad. So let's keep on praying. One day they prayed and prayed. And 2 days they prayed and prayed. And some of the family and friends slept in the waiting room. Some slept on the floor. Some slept on benches that were in the waiting room. And they prayed, "Dear Jesus, please help Molly to get better. Please help Molly to get better." And day number 3, the doctor came out, and he was smiling a little bit and said, "She's coming out of it. She is coming out of it. Would one of you can come in and talk to her?" And so one went in, Mommy. And Molly recognized Mommy, couldn't say her name, but knew who it was. And so they went back and prayed some more, and people at home prayed some more. And the next time the doctor came out, he was smiling bigger and said, "It's amazing. She is getting so much better." And so they went and they prayed some more, and Molly went home before anybody expected she'd be able to, and she was able to go back to school. They thought, no, she's not, with her brain hurt like it is, she's not going to be able to go to school, and she's going to be so disappointed because she is almost ready to graduate, and she can't graduate, and all her friends will go on, and oh, but she got so much better that there were more prayers going up. And what were these prayers for? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping Molly get better. Now, I have something here for each one of you. Let's see. Reach in and take it. It won't bite, I promise. Okay. Now, I gave each of them a car, and I want you, every time you look at your car, to think, Jesus answers prayers. Jesus wants you to talk to him and ask him to help you. It may not be the way you think it's going to be, but it will be the way he sees is good for you. You may go back to your seats, and don't forget to pick up the baskets on the way.